Moshe Rabbeinu continuing his being Madrich B'nai Yisrael, inspiring and reminding Klal Yisrael about what their responsibilities are before he dies. He tells them, V'zocharta es kol haderech asher holichecha Hashem lokecha ze arba'im shana bamidbar. You shall remember the entire derech, the entire way on which Hashem, your God, led you for these 40 years bamidbar in the desert. Leman anoscha lenasoscha ledas es asher bilavavcha, to afflict you and to test you, to know what is in your heart. And this is talking about the man. That all the while that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu satiated and sustained them and provided their needs by the way of the man. The obvious question that one has to ask is, what does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested them leman anoscha lenasoscha? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for 40 years in the Midbar, he led them as to afflict them. What affliction is there by the man? The man sustained them. The man provided for them. The man gave them the sustenance that they so necessarily needed, in the Midbar. And yet, the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, giving over, a reminding Klal Yisrael about the man, told them that it was leman anoscha. Interesting choice of words, referring to the man, to afflict you. So where was the affliction? So you have to go and turn to Parshas Baaloscha. The Torah tells us, Zocharnu es hadaga, Klal Yisrael in complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said that we remember the dog, the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim Chinam for free in the Kishuyim, Vez HaFatichim, Vez HaChotzir, Vez HaBatzolim, Vez HaShumin. They remembered all the delicious foods, the fish, and the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. V'atah, and now says V'nei Yisrael, Nafshenu Yevesha Ein Kol. But now, our nefesh, our soul is dry. Ein kol, there's nothing. Klal Yisrael, they always felt hungry. And that seemingly is the affliction that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about. The man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained B'nai Yisrael with while they were in the Midbar for 40 years. The anoscha, the affliction, was that Klal Yisrael, they were never satiated, they were never full. But the obvious question is, why does the Torah come and say, Ve'atah nafshenu yevesha? And now nafshenu, our soul is dry, we have nothing. It should say, Ve'atah gufeinu yevesha. We're never satiated. We're never full. The word nafshenu is the soul, the nefesh. Their soul is dry? A soul is not limited. Soul doesn't have hunger pangs. The soul doesn't feel the food. It's the guf. And therefore, the pasuk should have said, Ve'atah gufeinu yevesha ein kol. And now, our guf, our bodies, are dried. And there's nothing. We have nothing. We have nothing but the man. Why the choice of words, nafshenu? That's our first question. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, V'achalto v'sovato v'irachto es Hashem elokecha al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach.
V'achalta, you will eat and you'll become satiated and you'll bless Hashem, your God, al ha'aretz ha'tova, on the goodness of the land, asher nasan lach, in which ultimately God is giving to Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara, based upon this pasuk, tells us that this is where we are obligated in Birkas Hamazon on a De'oraisa level, on a biblical level. The Ramban writes that the obligation incumbent upon us is knowing Bechol Makom. It's not only when you will become satiated Al Ha'aretz HaTova on the goodness of the land. This mitzvah is not only knowing on a biblical level in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban. It is incumbent upon us biblically. We are obligated to recite Birkas Hamazon Bichol Makom, even in Chutz Laretz, anywhere where you are, is a biblical obligation. Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel asks a very obvious question. We don't find in the pasuk an obligation to recite the bracha unless it's al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach. That's Eretz Yisrael. Seemingly, there is no obligation to recite Birkas Hamazon unless you are in Eretz Yisrael, when you're eating from the Tfuas Haaretz, from the crop of the land. If you were to eat in Chutz La'aretz, from the produce of Chutz La'aretz, based upon the words of the Pasuk, why would you be obligated to recite on a biblical level Birkas Hamazon? Al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach. When you become satiated, you'll come and bless based upon eating from the fruit of the land. How do we understand the Ramban that suggests that the obligation for Birkas Hamazon in Chutz La'aretz is biblical? That's our second question. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ve'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. What is it that Hashem, your God, is asking of you? Ki im li'iras Hashem Elokecha, except to honor Hashem, your God, to go in His ways, and to love Him. This is Moshe Rabbeinu inspiring Klal Yisrael and telling them that all you need to do, your only responsibility, is to fear Hashem. The Gemara takes it a step further. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, comes and tells us that not only is this your only responsibility to fear Hashem, but that is the only mitzvah, or that's really the only thing that's really in your hands. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. There's nothing really else that you can accomplish in life other than to fear Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he inspires Klal Yisrael, and he gives them a directive of Vata Yisrael, now Yisrael, what else does Hashem ask of you? Essentially, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of everything from A to Z. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of you is just to fear Him. Everything else is up to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of your parnasa. He's going to take care of your sustenance. He's going to take care of your health. He's going to take care of everything, except you need to fear Hashem. That's the only thing that is in your hands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not responsible for. Asks Rav Shimon Schwab, is that really true? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu stay out of how we fear Him? Is it not really in His control? seemingly Yiras Hashem is also in his control. After all, in a little while, we're going to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kam Musaf on the Yom Narayim, and we're going to recite, U'b'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. And so too, Hashem, our God, instill your awe, tein pachtecha al kol ma'asecha, upon all your works, ve'emas al kol ma'ashe barasa, and your ema, your fear, upon all that you have created. We clearly see that we're davening, we're beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should instill awe, your awe upon us. Or v'yochei levavenu la'ava ul'yira eshemecha. V'miyachei, single out our hearts to love and to fear your great name. We clearly see that not even Yiras Hashem we are capable of accomplishing. That also belongs to Hashem. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and directs Klal Yisrael and prods them and supports them and inspires them that all they need to do, one thing they have to do, is to fear Hashem your God. And the Gemara over there learns, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirei shamayim. It seems that it is in our control, at the exclusion of Hashem, yet we find places where we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should instill upon us his yira, his awe, his fear. So how do we reconcile, on one hand, this idea of it's in our hand, yet we also find in places that ultimately it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who we're davening that he should instill and infuse within us his awe, his yira, his ema. Reb Shimon Schwab, he explains that we've always known there to be two types of yira. There are two different levels of fear. There's Yiras HaOnesh. We're afraid of punishment. We're afraid of what awaits us if we don't listen to Hashem. That's referred to as Yiras HaOnesh. We're afraid of what is to come, the punishment that we will receive for not listening or following the ways of Hashem. And then there's a higher darga, a higher level. And that's the Yiras HaRomamus. That's the awe that we have of Hashem. We see his great works. We see the world that he has created. We see how everything works in this world so brilliantly, so perfectly, how the sun rises and sets, and how the birds are chirping. Everything is working in a symbiotic way that's inspiring. You look at the world and you're like, this can't be done except HaKadosh Baruch Hu willing the world to creation. That's Yiras HaRomamus. That's being able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and see the beauty, the brilliance, to be able to identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see how he is able to take all these different parts and make everything work in tandem. But then says Reb Schwab that there's a third and perhaps even greater yira, a greater fear. And that's the yira, that's the fear, that's being able to be frightened of Hashem, not because we see his wisdom, not because we understand how everything is working in sync and how the world is running in such a beautiful way. But says Reb Schwab, this is a yira where we don't understand Hashem's ways, where we're able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand you, and yet we still fear you. Typically, you fear when you appreciate. I'm in the presence of greatness. I see how unbelievably inspiring and brilliant this person or this being is. But says Rav Schwab, there's a higher madrega even than that. Is to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not understand what you're saying. That there are things and ideas and perspectives that we'll never understand. And yet we still fear Him. We're not throwing Him away. We're not suggesting that we have no connection. We're not willing to say that even though we don't understand you, we're not going to say that we're not going to believe in you or fear you or love you. We're able to come and pronounce. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains alone. He does not cease to be because of their non-existence, as all beings are dependent upon Him. But He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, is not dependent upon them nor upon a single one of them. Therefore, Ein Amitoso Kamitas Echad Mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomparable to the truth of any other individual being. The foundation of foundations, the Yesod HaYesodos, the Amud HaChokmos, is to know that there is a first being, that He caused all beings to be, and that all beings from Shemayim and Aretz and from between them cannot be except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are lofty concepts that we don't have any connection to. How do we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating all these other beings? Well, who created HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we truly have a shaychus, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His ways? And the obvious answer is we don't, and yet we still have a yira, we still have a trepidation. Says Rav Schwab, the yira, the fear of attain pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, instill your awe upon all your works and your dread upon all that you have created. That is a fear that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to instill in us, to be able to fear Him because we see His brilliance and we see how beautiful this world is, how we're able to go outside and hear the birds chirping and God created those beings. That we can daven to Hashem for, says Rav Schwab. But the fear of being able, the awe, the trepidation, the yira of Ata Yisrael, now Yisrael, what else do I ask of you except to fear Him? That's a yira that is only applicable to Klal Yisrael, and that is in our hands. To be able to come and say, we don't understand you, Hashem, and yet we're still willing to be in awe of you. We're still willing to accept you, to embrace you, to follow your ways, even though we don't have a shaychus, a connection to you. That is only in our hands. That is up to us to come and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't understand Him. To be able to come and to see that there's something beneath a surface that we don't have any connection to, that is incumbent upon us to work, to get to a place where we are willing to be mevatel, nullify ourselves and our limitations and experience and understand that there's something greater out there that we don't see and that we don't understand, but yet we know that it exists and it is a reality. That's in our control. God can't help us with that. That's the ultimate, the highest level of Yira, even greater than Yiras Haromamos, says Rav Schwab. How do we understand the Ramban? The Ramban tells us that there's a chiyuv min haTorah, there's an obligation, a responsibility min haTorah, even in Chutz La'aretz, to recite Birkas HaMazon, even though the Torah explicitly says, V'achalto b'sovato v'erachtas Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tovah, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Why should I bench? Why should I recite Birkas HaMazon outside of Eretz Yisrael? Says Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel, it's because Eretz Yisrael is the source of all bracha. It's the source of all blessing. As the pasuk at the end of this week's parsha says, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks out Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presence, His Shechina, is most felt in Eretz Yisrael. That's the land that from that land emanates all bracha to the entire world. And therefore, even though I'm in Chutz La'aretz and I'm enjoying the tefuah, the crop, the grain, the produce of Chutz La'aretz, where is that produce coming from? What gave Chutz La'aretz the ability, the bracha? Where did the bracha emanate from that land outside of Eretz Yisrael should have the ability to produce Eretz Yisrael? When I make a bracha in Chutz La'aretz and I thank Hashem, what I am doing is I am giving credence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even that I don't see. I'm not living in Eretz Yisrael. I'm living in Chutz La'aretz. I don't see the Shefa Bracha. I don't see the direct connection between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But because we've reached the loftiest of levels, where we're able to accept a God that we don't understand, that we don't see, that doesn't make any sense. We understand that this is a spiritual world and that there is a deeper world that we don't have connection to. I am able to be in Chutz La'aretz and understand and accept that this spiritual world that I don't have any connection to is producing even when not in Eretz Yisrael, because I believe that Eretz Yisrael is the source of all bracha. So just as I don't understand that world where God is this all being that stands on its own, and yet I've worked to the point of appreciating God in His lofty ways, that's the world of Eretz Yisrael giving and sustaining all other worlds. We live in a society where we're backwards. We live in a world where we see America giving billions of dollars to Eretz Yisrael. We live in a world that's a facade, where Israel has to come and beg America to be its friend. We live in a world where we have to come and placate America to ensure that we don't lose their support. If not for the Americans, Israel can't sustain itself. That's a facade. That's not the highest level of appreciation. The reality is that Eretz Yisrael sustains every other country in the world. All bracha emanates from Eretz Yisrael. Without Eretz Yisrael, There is no bracha blessing in all the other nations of the world. That's our belief system. Do we see it? No. Because we live in an olam hafuch. We live in an upside down world, a topsy turvy world where things are not what they actually are, what they appear to be. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mandates of us, to look deeper. V'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha shol meimach, ela liyira oso. God asks us to look beyond the surface, to appreciate a world that we can't see. To understand that it's not the guf that sustains the neshama, but it's actually the neshama that sustains the guf. It's not the body that sustains the soul, but it's the soul that sustains the body. And when a person is feeling lethargic, and when a person is feeling parched or dry or hungry, when a person is going through some type of crisis where he feels compelled to eat more or to just be gluttonous in this world, that's just because his neshama feels bereft of something, and the person doesn't understand that, so they keep on buying more or eating more. But ultimately, what's the root of this person's problems? Why is he not satiated? Because his neshama is starving. The Stipler writes that anytime someone goes through some type of crisis, it's the neshama crying out, but he doesn't identify that. So what he does is he keeps on purchasing and buying and doing different things, hoping that it will quench our thirst. It will satiate our bodies. But it doesn't work like that, because ultimately it's the neshama that's starving. And the only way to feed a neshama is by Torah and mitzvos. And that's why I believe the Torah comes and says, Ve'ata nafshenu yivesha, that Klal Yisrael, they came and said that now our nafshenu, it should have said gufenu. It says our bodies. It should have said our bodies, but it says nafshenu. The answer is, the Torah is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Bochein Levavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who understands really what is going on within each and every person. When Klal Yisrael was complaining about the man, if they truly felt good about themselves, if they felt secure, if they were on a lofty spiritual level, doing what they needed to do, to learn Torah, to do mitzvos, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, they never would have felt parched or not satiated. They would have felt that they had whatever they needed. Kodesh Baruch Hu understood that they were lacking in their ruchnias, and ultimately that manifested itself in their warped reality to that they were hungry. They were lacking. They were never satiated. They didn't have enough food. Kodesh Baruch Hu understood it wasn't the food, it was the neshama, and therefore the Torah writes, Ve'ata, and now nafshenu yivesha in kol, and now our souls are parched. We're lacking. We don't have anything. But the only way to internalize that is to reach the highest level of Ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach, except to Yiroso, to fear Him. And that fear that is in our hand is not the fear of seeing God's great world, seeing a world that we look at and say, this is brilliant and beautiful, a world that we identify with. That's not in our hands. That we dive into Hashem, that He should allow us to see the beauty of His world. What's in our hands hearts to be able to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created all beings, a world that we don't have a connection to. God created us, but who created God? That's a world that we have no shaychus, no connection to. And yet, we're still obligated to be in awe of Him, to try to connect to that world that we don't see, that we don't have a shaychus to. If we reach that level, we'll appreciate and understand that even in Chutz La'aretz, we're mechuyev, we're obligated to make a Birkas HaMazon, because we understand that Eretz Yisrael is connected to Chutz La'aretz, that the spiritual world is connected to the physical world. And we understand that Klal Yisrael wasn't simply complaining because they were physically bereft of food, but it's because spiritually they were void, that ultimately it manifested itself in their warped reality to being physically exhausted and hungry. Let us tap into that world. Let us not just settle for a facade, but let us go panimi. Let's go to beyond the surface. Let us tap into our real reality, which is the neshama, which is the ultimate level, the level of yira that is in our hand, in our control.